The Larry Mueller Show, and I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Larry today. Did you know that today is National Horror Movie Day? I did not. I have been informed this by my producer. So happy National Horror Movie Day, and rather fitting then that we have an opportunity for you to screen world premiere movies, about 36 of them, I believe, 34 in total, that have been filmed here in Wisconsin over the period of, believe it or not, just 2 days. And we'll have their world premiere on Saturday at the Bartell Theater in Madison. And here to tell us about it, Michael Keeney and Kat Thompson. Michael Keeney is a picture car coordinator and stunt car driver for motion pictures, as well as a community producer for the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin. Michael, welcome to you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Also joining us, Kat Thompson, an actor and the box office manager for the Bartell Theater and a community producer as well for the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin. Kat, welcome.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the 48-hour film project online at the number 8hourfilm.com. That's 48hourfilm.com. And Michael Keeney, get us started and tell us a little bit about the 48-hour film project and how Wisconsin became a part of it.
It is this amazing grassroots, start in your backyard, international, end at the Cannes Film Festival experience. We've come to think of it as a little bit of as a crucible. It will take a cast and crew and in some ways grind them down, but in many ways purify them down to their most basic form. Teams literally have 48 hours to make a short, complete, and completely legal film. Mm-hmm. They don't know until the clocks start ticking what genre their film must be in. They're not allowed to do any creative work beforehand, so they have to go from, well, what about this idea, to a script, to hopefully storyboards, to a production day, to post-production, making sure that they have all the waivers and everything ready to film so it can be screened on any theater in the world.
2 days is what you're given.
Two days.
A genre to go with. And then you're let loose for 48 hours, and then you come back with a finished product?
You also have to have a specific character, a specific line, and a specific prop. So they get all of that information at 7 o'clock. On Friday, and then on Sunday at 7 o'clock, they turn a film in.
Well, we actually give them a half an hour.
Yeah, they do have 7:30.
Oh, 48 and a half hours.
Yes. That's the big secret.
We have to give them a little time because of technology.
Yes.
To get that film uploaded and sent. And there's always a few hiccups when technology is involved.
So tell us about Saturday then. This would be the culmination of the latest 48-hour film project in Wisconsin, and the genre is?
Oh, the genres. There's a number of different genres.
Oh.
So what they do is pull a genre out of the hat.
Yes.
So they didn't really pull out of a hat. Every time we do a contest, we do something a little bit different.
Hats, bonnets.
This time we had old VHS tapes and old DVDs, and when they opened them up, it told them what they had.
So the old cases.
Yes,
and inside the,
old cases
is
of them, yes.
What you'd be doing?
Right.
Wow.
So that's how they knew what the genre is. And there's everything from gothic horror to AI.
Ooh.
What other?
There might be mutation. We do a period horror. So maybe they're trying to do a 30s style horror film or a 50s style horror film.
Classic creatures. And slasher.
Slasher films.
Yeah, slasher films.
And it's not just horror. It's also sci-fi.
Right.
So they might get, a sci-fi romance. Or to be fun, I think one of them is space pirates, ninjas, and cowboys. And, of course, they don't know that until that clock starts ticking. So they cannot. It's against our rules, and it's virtually impossible to pre-write. They have to go, okay, let's throw this on a wall and see what sticks. And sometimes that's an advantage. People think we give them those are obstacles. Really, they're the path.
The path.
They're the path. I got to use this.
Yeah.
And I have to do this. What works?
What story fits these elements?
And it's not unusual. We have competed ourselves in the past.
Sure.
It's not unusual to get all that information and then come up with 4 or 5 different movie ideas.
Oh, no.
And you're like, okay, now, ooh, this one is going to be too complicated to get done in 2 days, but we want to do it, so we'll stick that over here. Oh, this one is really, really good. Do I want to waste it on a 2-day competition?
Oh,
I kind of do. I really want to make this right now. And then you get to pick.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the best things that happened to us competing in the 48 was this just a mass of creativity
yeah.
that happens. Because now you have all these specifics. Okay, how are we going to solve these problems?
So the latest round of films will be screened world premiered on Saturday. Two showings, 1 o'clock and 4:30 at the Bartell Theater in Madison. How many films in total are we expecting?
I think we have 18 in the first block and 19 in the second.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe that's.
Yep. That's a lot of filmmakers in Wisconsin that I did not even know existed. Who are these people making these films in just 2 days?
It is literally anybody that you can think of, from elementary school teams to Oscar winners. We have people who say, watch a movie and say, how do they do that? They'd want to figure it out.
Yeah.
We have people who have gone to film school or taken a film class, and this is their, hey, buddies, let's get together and have a reunion and also make a movie. We have working professionals. There are people you have paid to see in the big theater that will compete in our competition.
Wow.
And for them, what it is it's an opportunity to get back to what they fell in love with. Like any business, filmmaking becomes a business if it's your career. But when you just have 2 days and you can't spend any money, it becomes, again, about the storytelling and about the filmmaking. So they get to re-fall in love with that thing that brought them to this industry in the first place.
I love that idea. Who decides the victors in these competitions?
That's actually a really good question. Across every city has different judges. In fact, in our city, we have 3 different judges for every competition.
Okay.
What we try to do is we don't want to have the same 3 people and their opinions and their taste kind of determine
everything.
All the winners for every time.
Mm-hmm.
We might have a judge come back, but we try to always have 3 different judges together because they have to agree on who the winners are.
And what are you judging these films on? If elementary school kids can participate right alongside professional movie creators.
They all have the same criteria.
Yeah.
There is an artistic component. The judges look at and say, how good is this as a piece of art?
Mm-hmm.
They have adherence to the assignment. Did they get the line in? Did they get the right genre in? That kind of thing. Technical. So I would say the elementary school kids, they might not win on that technical thing over the guy who's been doing this for a living for the past 40 years.
But they can write a mean story.
But they can write a mean story. We also, here at the Wisconsin 48, we have a student award.
Oh, wonderful.
So that the best of the students of films, they'll have a chance to compete in just that category.
Now, really, they compete in every category.
They compete
category.
In all the categories,
sure.
But they have
this
that
one's
as a,
just for them.
Just
right.
for them.
Right. They can go take the Hollywood producer's candy, but the Hollywood producer can't come back and take theirs.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yep.
Have you screened any of these films that'll be world premiered on Saturday?
Have we looked at them?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've watched all
yes.
of them.
Is there any preview you can, a glimpse? In, because I understand there are still some tickets available for both showings,
yes.
the one Saturday at 1,
yes.
the one at 4:30, and you can get tickets for both because you'll be seeing different films
right.
yes.
at each
yes.
one.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that then.
So we have some films that with a lot of blood this time. You're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to be disappointed. If you want to come in and see a splatter fest, you're going to be happy with some of the films that are shown.
But it's certainly not all that.
No.
Certainly at the independent level, a lot of films are dark comedy.
Sure.
And
yeah.
you'll find that as well. There are some films that I found to be genuinely scary.
Ooh.
And a little, some of them are, okay, I'm slightly disturbed. You know, I'm a jaded old man, but...
Seen it all.
Ew. And, you know, there are, I will tell you, there can be some cringy ones. But the reality is if this is their first film...
Yes.
If this is their, look where I started from...
Yes.
This is a pretty great start.
You kind of have to have the cringy ones in
yes.
order to have the classics.
Yes.
I'm speaking as somebody who's had the cringy experience on the radio.
Yep.
In order to get here, you've had to have that. And to put it out there in a community of filmmakers who are supportive and
yes.
have, you know, ideas of their own and want to continue and further, you know, filmmaking for generations to come, I think it's a perfect community to get started in.
And the Bartell is a wonderful venue.
Oh,
It's a historic theater.
Mm-hmm.
We've just recently started doing movies there again.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the Esquire Movie Theater at one time. So we're back to showing movies there again. And it's an old building. You get 200 of your friends together. Y'all can sit and watch a movie together.
I didn't
so it's
know
a fairly
it was that small.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a really, it's a both large and intimate space at the same time.
I love it, and I don't think I remember. I remember seeing plays at the Bartell. I don't remember films at the Bartell.
Yeah, this is we started up last year. Really,
we can get you a ticket if you'd like.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, I think I'll get one of my own. Thank you, Michael. I am very curious about some of these films that'll be world premiered on Saturday at 1 and 4:30 at the Bartell Theater in Madison as part of the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin. How far does this go back for Wisconsin? How long has this been happening here?
I believe they started, there was an administration, there was a couple of people before us. Mm-hmm. There was a Madison competition and a Milwaukee competition.
Oh.
And what we noticed as competitors is when Milwaukee was really strong and had 20 or so competitors, Madison really wasn't. And then the vice versa was true. When we started running Madison, Milwaukee kind of started to fade a little bit. And I think that's just the reality is it's, we're too small of a state. That's why we're now the Wisconsin 48 mm-hmm. instead of the Madison, the Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and the Milwaukee one. And I believe they started about 2010. Kat and I started producing it. We started competing in 2014, mm-hmm. and we started producing it in 2017.
Kat, what got you started in the 48-hour film project? What was it that spoke to you and the thing that keeps you coming back?
So actually, Michael pulled me in. We were
proud over there.
We were working on other projects together, and he said, "Hey, I have an acting part. Do you want to come in and be an actor in this 2-day competition?" I said, "Okay. What do I have to do?" You basically, as an actor, depending on how involved you are in the writing process.
Sure.
But I showed up on Saturday morning, worked all day on Saturday, had a great time, and then I went home, not knowing that he was going to be up all night with the editor, working on editing that and putting that all together and getting all that paperwork and stuff done that I had no clue about. So I had a good time. I thought
let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do that again. The next time, though, I directed and helped produce.
Yeah.
That's a lot more work.
Do you remember what the genre was?
No, gosh.
Fish out of water.
Fish out of water. Oh, that's right. Fish out of water.
Guess who's the writer in the team?
Yes.
I can see. Yeah, Michael.
So, yeah, it was a lot more work, but it was also really encouraging to put that work in and then being able to see it on the screen later. And I have to tell you, there is absolutely nothing like being an actor or producer or anywhere, and you go to, I think we were at a Marcus,
yeah,
and you sit down, and they just played some big superhero movie right before, and now that's your face and your name on the scroll that's coming down. And it was just a superhero movie right before that, and now it's you.
You're the superhero all of a sudden.
I'll tell you, there's something that is close. The first time you see your name on the movie crawl is incredible. But if you're in the business and you've brought your friends in, you've sucked your friends in, you've got that welder who's now your best grip and you won't make a film without him. Thank you very much, Kevin. you know, and now they're in the theater and they get to see their crawl. And at this point in the world, pretty much everybody has heard of IMDb, the Internet Movie Database.
Oh, yes.
Ever look yourself up?
I don't have to, but Michael Sweeney, you will find on IMDb, and evidently the welder grip that you've got.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now on IMDb.
Say that. Yes, you can say that, and I got to say to Catherine, ever look yourself up? You might want to do that, because I'd gotten the film list with IMDb, and to see your friends see not only that crawl, but they have a listing on IMDb is just... It's kind of like being a parent on Christmas morning,
sure,
to be honest.
You're right there with Ryan Gosling and every other... the Internet Movie Database, IMDb.com, and your way to get your own page on that would probably be through the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin, who are world premiering almost 3 dozen films on Saturday at 1 o'clock and 4:30 at the Bartell Theater in Madison. Our guests are the co-community producers for the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin, Michael Keeney and Kat Thompson. And now that you know what's happening here in Wisconsin with the film project, if you have any questions or would like more insight in how you can make films of your own, you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email us anytime, talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to WPR News. Ever wanted to be on the big screen? Ever wondered what it takes to make a movie of your own? I think all of us have thought about it at one point or another. Well, the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin has a world premiere of almost 3 dozen films coming up on Saturday that is part of their latest project. The films were filmed Backed, I think, October 10th and through the 12th over just 2 days. And here to tell us about the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin's Michael Keeney and Kat Thompson. They're co-community producers. And I haven't asked yet how long these films are. But before I do, if you'd like to enter the conversation, join us at 1-800-642-1234. Kat, how long are these films generally?
They're 4 to 7 minutes.
Is that...
That's one of the requirements of the competition.
4 to 7 minutes, no longer than 7, no shorter than 4. Mm-hmm. And you have to fit an entire story arc in there, which means a setup, which means conflict, which means a resolution and some sort of ending.
I actually think some of our shorter films are the stronger films.
Really?
If you have one idea and you can do it and you have a strong idea, finish it rather than let it drag on. It helps clear out some of the stuff that... Sometimes you watch a film and you get a little bored in the middle. I don't think you'll find that in the short genre.
In 4 minutes.
You're not going to get bored.
There's barely a middle in there.
You have the story and it goes. Now, a lot of our filmmakers do, though, take that film that they've made and make it larger for after our festival.
Yes, I've seen that too, where you take the short film idea and then begin to expand it and see what you can make out of it in a longer format. How many people are doing that with their projects?
Right now, I can think of 4, maybe 5. One of them just wrapped. Feature films being made in Wisconsin that started their lives as 48s.
We don't get a lot of feature films made in Wisconsin.
It's been a while.
The one I remember is Public Enemy, which was filmed around the Madison area, and I remember that. But if you were to ask me, my favorite movie filmed in Wisconsin, it would be American Movie, the documentary about Mark Borchard back, I think, at the turn of the century when he was trying to make a horror movie of his own with his friends and his family. I think it was called The Coven, and it was just this bittersweet documentary about a guy with a vision and you know, wondering where to go with it as he tried to make his horror movie. Boy, could he have used the 48-hour film project.
Absolutely. And the reality is Mark is, I don't want to really say still trading on that production, but that's how Mark Borchardt got to be, quote unquote, Mark Borchardt.
Sure.
And in some ways that Coven was a failure, and I think Mark would say the same, but in the other ways, he learned so much. And just that drive, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
The love of the game.
Yes.
I was just in awe of that. And that, I mean, that stuck with me for a quarter of a century now. And it's not lost on me that he was making horror movies, the kind of which you're likely to see on Saturday, probably with a little better production, though, on Saturday.
You'd be amazed at some of the production skills that these folks get out in 2 days.
Kat, I watched the most recent winner from the Wisconsin 48-hour film project, The Man in the Box, and I was blown away. I could not believe it was 2 hours, and the story sort of leaves. And you can see it on YouTube, The Man in the Box by Vermilion Pictures. It's available up there for you to watch, and it's less than 7 minutes. But the story it tells in just that time kind of blows your mind. And how they incorporate the genre, the line, and the prop is incredible.
And they had an added difficulty or challenge. The team is actually in two different countries. Part of the team is here in Wisconsin. Part of the team is in Ireland.
What?
And they worked together. They still worked in the same 48-hour period, but they had started together in Wisconsin. One of the gentlemen had to move, and they continue with their process. So one of the actors that you see, those two actors are not in the same room. They're filming separately, and then they put it together.
Now I
got
to go back and rewatch it for that.
You do.
Let's go to Kevin in Madison, who has a question. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having this topic and sharing all the great stories of behind this magnificent project you guys have. My question is if there's any involvement with any of the University of Wisconsin Communication Arts or any other kind of partners with getting more hands in this.
We're absolutely always trying. In the quote unquote off season, I have told anybody that will listen, and more than that will listen, actually, I will come to your school. I will come to your Lions Club meeting. I will come to your bar mitzvah and talk about film and film in Wisconsin. We work as closely as we can with the university system. We have had a number of university system students. We'd always like to be closer. So if there are profs out there that would like to have us come and talk about it, you know how to reach us.
Yeah, I think we're in a building here on the UW campus that are filled with future filmmakers, possibly. If they could find the avenues to, and I think that's kind of the, what's the avenue to get into a career in filmmaking? And it feels like the 48-Hour Film Project is a wonderful place to start to connect and see what you can create.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I love about the 48. I remember when I was a student, and still, I will go to a movie theater and you'll walk out and you'll hear people around you saying, you know what I would have done if I'd have done it? And you can think in your back of your head, you know what I did? What I did do it? And that's a feeling like no other. But the opportunity exists. Some of our rules are, they may feel restrictive, like you're not allowed to pay anyone.
Right.
But that levels the playing field.
Right.
That means that you and I are both competing with our creativity, not our checkbook.
Nice.
And that really distills the filmmaking.
One of the aspects that you'd touched on, Michael, is the legal clearance that's required for a film. And that is part of the 48-Hour Film Project, is the 48-Hour Film Project website has the documents that you need for waivers for everybody that's going to be on the screen, for music that has copyright clearance. So this is an actual film that has legal clearance and can be taken elsewhere. So when the winners are selected, where do they go from Wisconsin?
There will be a Wisconsin champion. And that one will go to what we call Filmapalooza, which is sort of our international round of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be probably 150 films, because some communities do multiple film competitions like Wisconsin does, that are competing for a shot to be screened at Cannes, at the Cannes Short Film Corner.
And we film about 25 films at the Short Film Corner.
Whoa.
And we have had multiple Wisconsin films make it to Cannes.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, that Wisconsin films have been featured at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yep.
At the Short Film Corner. So the Short Film Corner is in relation to the Cannes Film Festival. It's not the Cannes Film Festival itself.
Right.
It's in conjunction with it. And oftentimes films are shown there just on a screen for producers to maybe purchase.
Oh.
However, the 48 has two screenings where audiences come in and do live screenings there.
Yeah.
So our filmmakers have flown over to France and have been part of that.
And it's very much a marketplace as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have one of those features that I talked about that just wrapped is a direct result of the filmmaker making a connection while he was in Cannes. That they were talked to the filmmaker, liked what they saw, liked that guy's plan, and gave him a budget to do a feature. And they've just wrapped.
Isn't that the dream? Like, isn't to take the idea all the way to a career and, you know, a place on IMDb, isn't that the dream?
That's exactly.
Well, and for us, certainly, Kat and I have different backgrounds. I'm the Wisconsin cliche, dairy farmer raised and all that. Kat grew up in the big city in Detroit. But for me, the dream has always been, as we've progressed in our careers, you see the young talent, you see them grow up, and you see them look to the coasts, because you can't make movies here. That's the narrative. Well, it's not true. And for us, the dream is always to make more people, to make more your young people aware that it's no longer true. The tech is here. The talent is here. We can do this right here.
Kat, what are you expecting from Saturday? What's it going to be like at the end of Saturday's screenings? When it's all said and done and everybody's seen what they put on the screen, what's the aftermath like?
Well, I think there's always a lot of excitement. A lot of those people, that's the first time they've seen their work on screen. So that's such a buoy of just so much excitement, so much emotion. A lot of them are probably going to go to city restaurants. They're going to go downtown and they're going to hit those restaurants and bars that we have down there to keep the event going. Because our second one starts at 4:30.
Yeah.
It's not going to go more than, say, 2.5 hours.
Right.
So they're going to have plenty of time to go experience all that together.
Well, I want to sit and talk about it. I want to rehash everything we just saw and sort of process it and figure out, will the winners be announced on Saturday?
So we actually have another ceremony on November 22nd.
Oh!
So November 22nd, again at the Bartell Theater.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we will do a reprise screening of maybe our top 10, 12 films.
Yes.
And then announce all the awards then.
How many events do you have per year, Michael?
Currently 2.
Okay.
There may be, this is where I get kicked under the table, there may be a third one coming. They have asked us to do a third.
There were no kicks.
No, there wasn't. So We have two competitions. Each competition, though, has the screening.
Yep.
And then an award show.
Yep. Okay.
And then we also have meetings throughout the year where we all get together. Whoever wants to gets together just to talk film, talk what's going on, meet each other.
Oh, that's cool.
We probably meet every twice a month.
We call it Odd Date Tuesdays, and that's exactly what it is. Is on the Odd Date Tuesdays, we get together at a local watering hole, and it's very much we talk about film. We also we talk about Hollywood. We talk about Bollywood. We talk about the news of the day. We talk about ripped from the headline storylines. And what's great about that is those filmmakers that come start to look at the other filmmakers not as competition, but as peers. And when they're talking about the productions that they want to make outside of our competition, well, they get to talk to those other filmmakers. And through our competition, they get to see who's good. They know, I really want to work with that actor, or I love how that DP put together that shot. And then these productions that they make outside of our competitions get to be sort of an all-star team.
Yes.
And that's what happens on Saturday, too.
Yes.
Is the filmmakers are there, and they get a chance to say, oh, I just saw this wonderful film. I really like how that was edited and put together. Tell me who your editor is. And then they don't think about, oh, they're going to be poaching. It's more, I'm doing more projects than just the 48. I'm doing other projects. So it's a way to network.
Doesn't this mirror and parallel some of the successful Hollywood stories we've seen in the past, how directors work together and how, like, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg were in, you know, cahoots more than they were in competition?
Absolutely.
And these great actors were, you know, trying to better each other and compete against each other, but at the same time, we're doing it together.
One of the things, we're competition.
Yeah.
Our community has a co-opetition. It absolutely happens. There'll be a WhatsApp thread or a Facebook thread, and somebody will say, oh my goodness, I just realized I need this lens. Does anybody have this lens?
Yes.
During the competition. And they'll swap gear back and forth. We had one film that was actually became an award winner in that year, where it was a bunch of comedian writers and stage actors, and they had written a script and were ready to shoot it, and realized none of them had a camera.
It's like forgetting your undies on a vacation.
Because that's not what any of them did. They got not only a camera, but one of the assistant DPs was willing to go and become the DP for that production.
Wow.
And it becomes, I hate to say family, that's a little too much, but it definitely has become a community. And that's probably one of the things that we're most proud of.
I love that, Michael. And I'm grateful to hear it. And that sounds unique. It sounds Wisconsin. It sounds like exactly what we would do. There have to be costs incurred in this, though, right? There are some just technical and aspects. So how do you cover what basic costs you might have for this process?
So for the filmmakers themselves, there's a registration fee.
Okay.
And then obviously they have to buy tickets to the screenings. We do give out two tickets to each team, but there's obviously more than two people on most teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to buy tickets. A lot of the team members pool their money together,
okay,
and make a film. Or sometimes the team leader just pays for it, that kind of thing. For us, of course, we have to get the venue. We have trophies.
Right.
There's all sorts of our costs. We make all of that only on ticket sales.
So tickets for Saturday.
Tickets for 1
o'clock and 4:30 at the Bartell Theater are still available at the Bartell Theater website. And again, it's 1 and 4:30, and you can get tickets to both because you'll be seeing different 48-hour film projects at each. Let's go to Jonah in Hortonville next. Jonah, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
So, I went to school for animation, and we had not a 48-hour animation festival, but a 24-hour animation festival.
No.
If you know anything about animation, it takes a long time, and you have to be crazy to do it. So to do it on no sleep, you really have to be like a Stanley Kubrick bags under the eyes type guy.
Well, and I'll tell you, we have one of our filmmakers that does animation. They do animation every year. That's just their shtick, and I don't mean to say shtick, but
that's their medium.
And their artist often does watercolor,
what?
Or it morphs from one scene to another.
Oh.
And we talked earlier about being an international award winner.
Yeah.
That one won the 48 animation globally.
Wow. From Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Jonah, what was your 24-hour animation like?
Well, you'll be disappointed to find out I was too chicken.
Ah!
Jonah, you got to do it, man.
Well, how about we double that 24, we make it 48, and we get you into the film project here?
That I think I could do, because honestly, the last part to this is just a tip for anybody who's going to be pulling one or two all-nighters. Get like 9 to 10 hours of sleep, if you can, the couple nights before. Stock up on sleep so that you don't, you know, keel over during the festival.
That's some wise logistics from Jonah Northville on making a film in a day or two. Stock up on your sleep because you aren't getting one once the competition begins.
And make sure you hydrate while you're up all night.
I think that's great. So you've got the event coming up Saturday. You've got the award winners announced November 22nd at the Bartell. You've got your odd date Tuesdays for getting together and gathering. And you can find out more about the 48-Hour Film Fest in Wisconsin at the number 48hourfilm.com/Wisconsin for more details there. What comes after November 22nd?
We immediately start working on next year.
We do. We start getting ready for spring.
We've already started working on next year. The first thing for us, we have to have a theater. This time around, we've been fortunate that there was a small window with the Bartell that we were able to get in. But if we can't screen them, we can't honestly go to the community and say, hey, you get screened on a big screen if we can find one. And unfortunately, as theaters have become more and more international conglomerates, scheduling theaters has become harder. So we are already working on 2026.
Your own logistics there.
Yep.
And I could see where that might be part of the big hurdle to get it, the 48-hour film project underway and invite everybody out. Let's go to John and Madison next. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Not sure if this is quite on topic. I'm no longer practicing DGA assistant director. I miss it a lot. Just wondering if there's opportunities for like volunteering in that capacity or.
No, that's a perfect question, John, and I'm glad you asked.
Most definitely. That'll happen a lot. People will come to our those Two Shot Tuesdays and just say, hey, this is what I do. Does anybody need this? And you become part of the community and you'll get to see some of the films. You get to see all the films if you come on Saturday, and you'll be able to talk to the filmmakers. There's definitely a process where everybody who makes these films are volunteers. If you want to be part of the community, there's a home for you here.
Well, and you know what I hear from John is the same thing I hear in radio all the time is, you know, I left it, but I would give anything to find a way back in. Just it sort of gets in your blood, right?
It does. It's in your system.
Part of who you are. It's the way you sort of start to see the world. And it, to be a part of that always feels like you're part of something greater than yourself.
And, John, it's only 48 hours. You could give us a weekend.
Kat, what's your hopes for the 48-hour film project in Wisconsin? What would you like to see as, you know, the fruits of all the labor that you've put into this?
Well, I'm hoping that it continues and grows, that we touch. I would like to see more students involved.
Yeah.
I think that it's important for us to not only give a space for those of us who are adults, who are in the business in some other capacity to show our creativity, but I think it's important to get those students involved and show them, hey, here's a way that you can express yourself, express your ideas and thoughts. So I would like to see more students involved. Michael and I actually have started a scholarship for student teams. We do one scholarship out for each competition. The way that you contact us is just email us, and then we will give you the process and how we go about that. Those teams would have to be led by a student and be over 50% comprised of students.
Led by a student and over 50% students.
That's to qualify for the scholarship.
Okay.
And as Catherine mentioned earlier, that there is a fee to register. In this case, that's not Catherine and I waiving that fee. That's Catherine and I writing that check.
Fee.
Okay, so you're paying the fee yourself.
Right, so that goes to the Global 48.
And that's how important we think it is to get our students, our young people involved in this competition.
When it goes back to those who already have it in their bloodstream and those to find out whether or not it gets in their bloodstream and they can't leave it no matter what and have the stories that they want to tell seen on the big screen. Who are some of the big names that we know that have participated in the 48-Hour Film Project internationally?
Well, locally, at one point in time, virtually every local news station has fielded a team.
That's probably
true. Oh, that's
true.
Neat.
Sometimes I'd be curious more than one at a time.
Interesting.
We've had, not in our competition, but we have had Martin Freeman participate.
The British actor.
The British actor. Gareth Edwards, who is well known for Rogue One in Star Wars, started in London, started his first film, and that's what he says, his first film was a student film that he did as a 48.
And it was only like 8 years after that film that he did Rogue One.
So that's kind of what I would like to see, is that somebody who puts their first film on the screen at the Bartel this weekend is putting their first full-length feature on screens internationally in the years to come.
It happens every year. Every year someone gets their golden ticket. Every year they...
Maybe not from Wisconsin, but somebody, 48 years.
Yeah, someone's career will start on Saturday. I mean, it really started October 10th or 12th.
Right.
But someone will discover, they'll fall in love with the art form, and it'll resonate, and they will make it. This will be their lifeblood.
How exciting is that? The 48-Hour Film Project in Wisconsin is featuring their latest round of films on Saturday at the Bartel Theater in Madison at 1 o'clock and again at 4:30 with different showings at each, so you can get tickets for both. And then stay tuned for November 22nd when the winners will be announced. Again, that'll be at the Bartel Theater at 2 p.m., and you can find more online at the number 48hourfilm.com. Michael Keeney, Kat Thompson, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, and we'll do it again. So stay in touch and let's go to the movies.
All right. Great, love that.
Coming up next, we go to Australia, about as far away as you can get from Wisconsin winter. What do you say? We take a tour with our tour guide, Glenn Schmidt, next. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller, and this is WPR News.